excited about being at church today, and today we celebrate new life. And as our kids are coming down to the altars, we're excited about what's going to take place just here in a few moments. Water baptism. We believe in it as a church because Christ himself believed in it. He was the one that set the example, for he himself was baptized. And before he left earth, he told his disciples to make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And today we have the exciting privilege as ministers and as a church family to see people go public with their faith. Now, how many of you know that's exciting? Man, we believe in this church that we need to rethink the way we do things. And it's all about new life. It's all about people coming to know Christ, reaching others, making disciples. And today I just kind of want to give you, what is the meaning of baptism? We believe that the meaning of baptism, it illustrates Jesus' burial and resurrection. Jesus himself went on a cross and died for our sins, and he was buried in a tomb, and 3 days later rose from the grave, and he's still alive and well, seated at the right hand of the Father. And we believe that it illustrates, it's an outward expression of something that's inward, something that we have believed in. It's kind of like a wedding ring. How many of you have a wedding ring on this morning? Good. Good. I do too. I can't take it off because I've grown since then. But this right here is an example. It's an outward expression of something inside of me. This doesn't make me married. It's the love. It's the commitment. It's the just energy that I feel for my wife on the inside, day by day by day by day. And we believe that this act of water baptism is an outward expression. It's a going public with our faith, and it shows what's going on the inside. Now, we don't believe that water baptism can save you. We believe that's only found in faith in Christ. But it is something that we are to be obedient to because Christ said we should do it. And so this morning, we are excited to have almost 13, 14 candidates that are going to be giving themselves to Christ, going public with their faith. Come on, you can give a round of applause. Because this is what it's all about. This is why we exist as a church. And we're going to celebrate today. So if you would, let's pray. Let's ask God to be a part of this day. Father, you are so awesome. And God, we celebrate the new life found in Christ. God, we thank you for the families. God, we thank you for the individuals that have said, you know what? I'm going to go public with my faith today. God, I pray that you be with them. God, let them not be nervous. God, I pray there be no cannonballs today in this tank. For we praise you and give you all the glory. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Paul.
You know, this is a very special time. I really enjoy when we have the water baptisms. And like he said with the cannonball comment, you never know exactly what to expect. So to let you know, the first three rows are in the splash zone. You know, the funniest thing that happened to me years ago when I was doing a water baptism, you know, the kids were so excited. And I had this little boy who just couldn't wait. He was so excited about getting water baptized. And he you know, just wouldn't even think about anything else. Now, the tank that we were using at that time, it was so deep that I actually had to get in the tank because some of the children were so small that it'd be over their heads. So I was in there, and he came about to come through. And I realized the second that I touched him, he didn't know how to swim. Because it was this, and he wasn't letting go. So I brought him on over into the tank area, and I said, you know, have you received the Lord Jesus as Christ as your Lord and Savior? And he's looking at me, and he's like, and he's got his eyes this big, and he knows what's coming out. And so then I go to ready to take him down, and it's not going nowhere. So what else can a children's pastor do? But okay, let's go. And we were baptized that day. So it is a fun and exciting time, and I'm so glad you're all here to join us. So if my lovely wife would go ahead and let us know who's coming up, please.
First, we have Taylor LaVon Ellison. Taylor is the daughter of Nicole Johnson. She is in the fifth grade. Taylor said what she loves the most about Jesus is, he loves me no matter what, day and night.
There we go. Amen. Taylor, we love Jesus. Jesus?
Yes.
I know you do. She sews it every Sunday. Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Well, because you're willing to stand out here in front of everybody and let them know that, I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Next, we have Preston Alberti. Preston is a son of Jeff and Stephanie Alberti. He is in the third grade, and Preston said the reason he wants to be baptized is because Jesus wants me to.
Yes, and Preston does everything that everybody wants him to do. Preston is one of those I was waiting to see the cannonball happen. I love Preston. He keeps me on my toes. He makes me grow every day. I love him, though. He just shows his expression for love of Jesus when he comes into church and all that he participates with. And I love and appreciate the whole Alberti family. And Preston, do you love Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I know you do. And have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? Well, because you're willing to look out at all these people and say, you know what? I do accept him. I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And now for his brother, Joshua Alberti. Joshua is also the son of Jeff and Stephanie Alberti. He is in the second grade, and Joshua wants to be baptized because he loves Jesus.
Whatever Preston doesn't want to be a part of, Joshua will take care of. I tell you, these boys are great, and I'm so glad to have them here. They're such precious boys. And Josh, I want to ask you, you love Jesus? And have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? Well, because you're willing to stand out here in front of everybody today, I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Now we have Miss Michaela LeClaire. Daughter of Tom and Melissa LeClaire. Michaela is in the fourth grade, and what she said that she loves most about Jesus is that he died on the cross for our sins.
Michaela, have you asked Jesus Christ into your heart and made him your Lord and Savior? The thing that we so love about Michaela is that this love that she has for the Lord, this inviting the Lord into her heart, it shows in her praise. Just soon after she and her parents came to this church, we were in this building, and she and her little sister would come to the stage, and every Sunday morning, they would grab a microphone, and they would sing, and they would dance before the Lord. And then they would tell us things that went on in their home with their mom and dad. And so she is one of our favorite. We're going to share a couple of those now with you. By your profession in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Next is Timothy Reynolds. Timothy is the son of Jay and Pam Reynolds. He is in the first grade. Timothy wants to be baptized today to show everyone that he is a Christian.
Good morning, Timothy. At about a year and a half years old, I was adopted just like you were a couple of months ago. A mommy and a daddy came to where I lived at that time, and they picked me. And they not only picked me and said, "You can be our son," but they gave me their last name. And just like you, a mommy and a daddy came to where you were and they picked you and said, you will be our son, and they gave you their name, Reynolds. And today we celebrate that 2,000 years ago on a cross, Jesus Christ came to this earth, and he picked you and he picked me, and he gave us a new name. He gave us his name. Well, this morning, have you asked Jesus Christ into your heart and made him your Savior? Then would you like to be baptized? Okay, we're going to have you put your hands over here, just like that. And I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Next is Mr. Travis Elam. New dad. Travis says his life has not been the same since the Lord found him 5 years ago. He could never have imagined how great life could be. Travis wants his brand new daughter, London, to always know that she lives in a house that honors the Lord.
Just barely over a week ago, you brought your baby girl home. And she came home as London Renee Elam. And 2,000 years ago, the Lord brought you home. And just as you made her your daughter, he made you his son. It is a wonderful privilege to stand here in the warmth of this room as you sit there in the cool water of the day and share this wonderful moment. It's very obvious that this young man has made this more than a church, but a home. And he has made it a home for many because God has his touch on his life. And today, Travis, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and in the Holy Spirit.
Next, we're going to celebrate with families getting baptized together. First, we have the Rimpler family, mother and son, getting baptized today. This is mom, Corey Rimpler. Corey accepted Christ as her Savior in June of 2006. She wants to be baptized today to show the Lord that she belongs to him.
We like to leave the water just a little cooler to make sure that people truly have made a heartfelt decision to follow the Lord. Truly, you have been a blessing to this church family. And I wonder, Corey, is there anything that you would have to say about inviting the Lord into your heart this morning?
Just very excited.
Very excited. Then if you would, just cover your nose. And I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Next, Cain follows the example of mom, and he is the son of Corey Rimpler. He is in the fourth grade, and the reason that Cain is seeking to be baptized today is he loves his Savior.
Hey, Cain, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
How's that water feel?
Not so good.
Not so good. I tell you what, Cain, it's a joy to have in Children's Church. He's always up there ready to praise the Lord. He's listening and trying to learn more and more every day that he can about him. I just love being around and getting to know you, Cain. You're an awesome boy. And I know there's a football team out there looking for you right now. This guy's a whole offensive line. I tell you what, but I just solely so glad that you're willing to make this decision. Do you love Jesus? Have you accepted him as your Lord and Savior? Well, because you wanted to say that right here today in front of all these people, I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Our next family is the Monteleone family. We have kids and a dad being baptized today together. First, we have Travis Odom. He is the son of John and Teresa Monteleone, and he is in the first grade. Travis wants everyone to know that he loves the most about Jesus is that Jesus loves him.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. How you doing, Travis?
Good.
Doing good? Well, you know what? Travis is such a neat boy. It's so great having this family be a part of Dominion Church. And these boys are very excited. Every time they come in Sunday and Wednesday, they're looking for what God's going to do. And it's exciting to see that in boys. Now, Travis, I want to ask you, do you love Jesus?
Yeah.
And have you asked him into your heart as your Lord and Savior? Have you asked him in your heart as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
Okay, good answer. Well, because you're willing to say this today in front of all these people, I want to baptize you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Next is his brother, Tucker Phillips. He is a son of John and Teresa Monteleone. He is in the third grade, and Tucker would like to be baptized today because he loves Jesus.
Amen. I tell you, it's so great to have you here today, Tucker. And Tucker has been joining us on Wednesday nights as well in the Royal Rangers, and he is always out there ready to go do something active. And it's great to see these boys wanting to come and do something active in the church when there's so many other things to choose from. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the families who do that. And Tucker, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
And have you asked him into your heart as your Lord and Savior? Well, because you're willing to tell that today in front of all these people, I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Now we have Caitlin Phillips, also the daughter of Teresa and John Monteleone. Caitlin loves Jesus, and she said that she can't wait to be with him one day.
Caitlin, is it cold?
Yes.
I don't know who is in charge of heating this tub. Paul. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Well, by your profession of faith in front of God and all these people, it's my happy privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Now we have the dad, John Monteleone. John accepted Christ as his Savior on his first visit to Dominion Church in November 2008. He stated this about his salvation: "The love and acceptance that I felt that day overwhelmed me to the point that I knew I had to give my life to Christ." He said that his beautiful wife has been an amazing inspiration in his new walk of faith.
You're in the Coast Guard, right? This is probably warm water for you and some of the things that you've been in.
It's nice.
It's nice. I'm going to demonstrate some saving techniques that he's learned in the years, but the Bible says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And this father today has demonstrated that real men cry, real men give their hearts to Christ, and real men go public with their faith and get water baptized in front of God and everybody on a Sunday morning in 42-degree water. I know you've got to be feeling a lot of things. Can you just maybe share what's in your heart before we baptize you?
I just feel blessed more than anything, more than I ever have in my life. I'm just so happy.
And what a blessing you and your beautiful wife and children have been to this church family. And now it's my happy and most wonderful privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This morning, John spoke for his family. And this morning, each of us have the opportunity to speak for our own. God is in the life-changing business. And he picks us on the playground of life. Many of us have felt like we're the last one that's not necessarily picked or chosen, but we're the person that everybody kind of sighs and looks at like, well, I guess to even out the teams, we'll take her or we'll take him. Life can make you feel that way. And yet this morning, because of the abundant life found in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Lord looks at each of us and he says, not only do I take you, but I pick you. I choose you. And I don't choose you to be a slave. I choose you to be a son. I choose you to be a daughter. And then when he chooses us, he not only gives to us his name, which is a new name, but he gives to us a new beginning. It's like someone took the Etch-a-Sketch in our life, drew on it, and on it was sin. And our lives had scribbled sin all over it. And yet, because of God's love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, Christ takes that Etch-a-Sketch and he begins to do this. And with his blood, he washes our lives clean. The Bible says he washes us clean like white snow. And this morning in this baptismal, we celebrate people's lives who've been changed and whose lives now have a new name and a new beginning. And this morning, each of us share this one thing in common, is that we are committed to new things for and new things in our life. Romans 8 and 15 says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of love. You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby each and every one of us can now look to our Heavenly Father and call him Abba, or we can call him our Father." This morning, I think the Lord is looking for others. I think it's not just those who have come, but I think there are many that are seated here this morning that are in the midst of coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior. I wonder, friend, is it you this morning that's here, and maybe you were here by coincidence or chance, and you came and you were coming for someone else, and yet you kind of feel like something's going on inside of you that, like, maybe God is choosing you. Like God has taken his big heavenly finger, pointed it right at you, and said, "This baptism is for you. That cross 2,000 years ago is for you. The blood of Jesus Christ is for you." I want to take this moment to ask all of us to bow our heads and to close our eyes. And before we dismiss our children and invite them to follow their pastor back to their time of learning, I want to give each and every one of us an opportunity to find Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And so with heads bowed and eyes closed, if today you feel like you're the one that Christ is pointing at, you're the one that's hearing the Lord say, "I pick you, I choose you," I'm going to count to three. And when I arrive at three, I want you to just put your hand up, keep it up for just a moment, and then put it right back down. I begin my count by counting one. Are you that one person today that this was all for? It wasn't just for the people that were in the tank, but it was for you to hear that Jesus could save and save you. Two, I count two now. Will you two be like the rest of us? Lives filled and scribbled all over with sin, looking for a Savior. Are you two just like us in need of someone to forgive, someone to forget all the things that we have done that the Bible calls sin? I've counted one, I've counted two, and now before I count three, I want you to get your hand ready. Because when you raise your hand, you are saying, "I want a new beginning. I want Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. This was for me." I've counted one, I've counted two, you've got your right hand ready. Three, raise your hand quickly. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. There's over 10 people who are raising their hands, both adults and children. You can put your hand up and put it right back down. Over 11 people just raised their hand and said, "This is for me." I want to welcome you to the family by leading you in a prayer. The Bible says that as you believe this in your heart and confess this with your mouth, that Jesus Christ will become your Lord and Savior. That as you confess your sins, He will wash you and forgive you of all of those sins and give to you a new beginning. And not just give you a new beginning, but He will be your Savior that will not just begin your faith, but help finish your faith. And so I'm going to invite each and every one of us to pray along with these 11 or 12 people who've raised their hands. And so we like to around here pray out loud. And so we're going to do that together now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son for me. I now invite Him. I now invite Jesus Christ into my heart to forgive me of all of my sins, to give me a new heart and a new beginning. I now confess publicly that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, that He died on the cross for me, and 3 days later, He was resurrected from the tomb. And today, I go public with my prayer and with my life, and I declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord. And everybody in the house said, Amen. Would you put your hands together and celebrate what God is doing? That's an amazing thing. Even now, our children are going to model, for those of you who raised your hands, what we're to do in our faith now. Now is a time in your life that as they are standing up and they're beginning to walk towards a new destination, that's what you're going to do. This morning, many of you in here as adults raised your hands, and in raising that hand, the Lord picked you up. The Lord gave you a purpose for living. And today, you are going to change directions in your life by changing your choices. You changed what you were living for, and you found who to live your life for, and now you're going to make new choices, and you're going to change your direction, and you're going to be headed now to Children's Church for the next 6 months of your life. No, you can still stay in here. But from this point on, you're going to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ. And He's already begun one with you, and He's going to be there with you every step of the way. Now, years ago, when I was about 5 years old, I raised my hand like many of you just raised yours. When I raised my hand that day, little did I realize that water baptism was on the other side of that. But boy, I knew what was on the inside of me. I knew something had happened on the inside. Something began to speak to me on the inside. And for me, there were tears shed. I began to cry as I raised my hand. And I felt like that preacher was talking to one person in that room. And he didn't even need to call my name. I knew it. In that church, in that day and time, when you raised your hand, you would then be asked to stand to your feet and walk to the front as they sang a song called Just As I Am. I loved that song because it talked about me just where I was. You see, I was pretty unsaved when the Lord found me at 5 years old. Well, Pastor, at five, what all could you do? Let me just say I was a criminal. And by five, the Lord found me. And at 5 years old, I knew Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And so that day as I stood in the front of that church and I gave my heart to the Lord, I didn't realize it until then, but at that moment I realized God gave His heart to me. He saved some of Himself just for me. And something began to happen from the inside out. Touch three people and tell them it's an inside job. See, the Lord will set you up. The Lord will then do a spiritual drive-by, and you won't even know He's coming until your hand is in the air and your feet are in the altar. You see, that day it was a drive-by that forever changed my life. But you see, that was the beginning of life, not the end of life. You see, that didn't mean that I went back to my seat and sat for the next 50 years and just held on until Jesus Christ came back in the second coming of the Lord. No, that meant for me a new diet. Cricket, cricket, cricket. I said the ugly four-letter word, diet. It began a new diet for me, a new spiritual diet. It meant that I needed to watch what went in, because what would go in would come out. And I would find that the Lord is a tattletale. He will tell on you. after that, my mom, it was like she had, I don't know, eyes in the back of her head. And not only did she have eyes in the back of her head, but it was like the Lord followed me everywhere I went. I didn't realize when you ask the Lord into your life, He literally comes into your life. And He begins to govern and guide your life. Because He has made you His son. And you are no longer bound to the fears of not being someone's son. I was adopted. I realized at another level what it meant when my earthly parents adopted me. I began to realize that the Lord chose me. He picked me. He took me and He called me His own. And that was not the ending of salvation. That was the beginning of salvation. And this morning, there are those that you raised your hand and you began your journey. And I want to encourage you to go on a spiritual diet. It means that you'll be making different choices in the days that are coming. It means after service, you're going to need to stop by our information center. You're going to need to visit our visitor center, because there we have a team of people that are going to give you some things that help you better recognize what comes now and what comes next. They're going to teach you what's on this high protein, low carbohydrate spiritual diet. They're going to teach you how to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and they're going to connect you to this family. See, you're not alone anymore. The Lord is inside of you. And 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 says, greater is He that is in you. He's now where? He's in you. Pastor, you mean to tell me that a holy heavenly God folded Himself so many times He finally fits in me? Well, I'm not sure. But I think that's what kind of happened. I'm not exactly sure how God did it, but that's the way I like to look at it. I like to look at it that He has found a home in my heart. Now, for those of us that raised our hands for the first time, we're needing a new diet. We're needing some new friends. We need a new family. Because in many ways, that choice to serve Christ can cause a drawing in the sand, a line there that separates you from worldly things. And yet the Lord hasn't told you to just walk away from those loved ones without first telling them about His love and how it loved you to change. Now the reality is, there's a number of us that are here this morning, and it wasn't our first time to raise our hand. It's been the next time. I found that there's been a whole lot of moments in my life that I needed the Lord to save me. And that's what I want to talk to you about now. I want to talk to you about the fact that many of you are going through much, and it feels as if you're without hope and without healing and without salvation. And yet Scripture says very clearly and very plainly that He is the Lord that healeth thee, that He's a helper in a time of trouble, that the righteous, which is hopefully you and me, can run to Him and be safe. That He's like a strong tower, that we can run to Him when we have nowhere else to run and there find the help that we need. I'm convinced that many this morning are standing and seated here at Dominion Church, and you're in need of a miracle. You're walking through some things that are bigger than yourself. And you're here this morning and you're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling overcome. You're feeling like you don't have enough strength to take another step. The Bible says in Psalms 37 and verse 23 that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and that He delights in you. I want to pray over your steps this morning before you leave. I want to pray over this next week before you go into it. I want you to see that you go not alone. That sounds good King James-like, doesn't it? Just tell your neighbor, I goeth not alone. Put the F in there. See, there are things that we'll never know that you're going to be facing this week. But isn't it nice to know that you goeth not alone? You see, sometimes our circumstances don't change. Scripture in Psalms 23 calls that a valley, the valley of the shadow of death. And yet in that same passage of Scripture, that writer says that he will walk through that place and he will not fear and he will not be afraid because he's not alone. That the rod and the staff of God is there with him and that it comforts him. I believe there's many this morning that raised their hands. You began your journey today and you found Jesus for the first time as your Lord and Savior. And not only did you find a heavenly Father, but you found an earthly family. Look around. It doesn't get much better than this. You got a good-looking family. And if you ask the right person, one of them might even take you to lunch. And then several of them won't. You found your family. And yet there are still those in the family that have need. They need to find their Father in the midst of their valley, in the midst of the things that seem impossible. The Bible says with God, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible. If He can save you from the wages of your sin, then He can save you from the fears of your situation and your circumstances. Here at Dominion Church, we believe and put a real value on water baptism. Here at Dominion Church, we believe that Jesus died for you, for me, and for all. And that we're going to do everything we can within our power to reach those who are looking and who are lost. And even as we believe that, we believe that Jesus Christ was not only our Savior, but He was our helper and our healer. And we value that. And so we reserve moments and services where we pray for the needs of people in their lives. And so this is that moment in this service. This moment is reserved for those who are facing impossible things in your life. I remember at 5 years old, I was facing the impossibilities of what my sin would bring into my life. There was nothing in my own heart and my own hands that could change the wages of my sin. See, without Jesus Christ, it meant certain eternal death. It meant that when I died here on earth, there was no hope for heaven for me. But that day at 5 years old, as the Flora Vista where I lived city crime boss, I could find a Savior. And this morning, many of you raised your hands and you found Him as your Savior. And yet, that's not the only needs that are with us this morning. Just as that was impossible for me at five and impossible for some of you until this morning, some of you are in circumstances that while you are saved, while you bear His image and His name, it feels as impossible to walk through this as it felt for me to walk through the wages of my sin. But that's why, friend, God brings you to a place where He performs and does impossible things in your life. You're here this morning and we're going to ask you, are you the one? You're here today. And it's just up against you and you're up against it and life looks impossible and you too need someone to pray for you. Get your hand ready because I've counted one, I've counted two. Now, if you're facing impossibilities and you need God as a helper and a Savior in the capacity I've just described, take your hand now and just raise it and hold it for just a moment. You're here today and you need God to do a miracle for you. I want you just to raise your hands. These miracles are things that God delights in. I want you as a church family to look around. And as you have a need, I want you to stand right where you are. And as soon as you stand, this family is going to stand beside you and stand with you. And we're going to pray for you in just a minute. If you have a need that is impossible in your life, I want you to quickly stand. Quickly. Quickly. There's all different kinds of needs. And you need God to do a miracle. In your physical body, in your finances, in your family. Whatever the need is, just stand. And our family's going to now stand beside you. They're going to stand with you. Because this week, the steps of the Lord are going to be ordered for your life. Now, if you would, church family, just begin to love on them. Begin to encourage them. Begin to pray for them as if this was your own need. Hasn't it been a wonderful celebration time this morning? I don't know about our pastors, but with every person that moved and made their way into the baptismal tank, I was moved and I was reminded of how the Lord touched their lives, and now in turn how their lives have touched us. And hasn't it been a tremendous time of celebrating salvation? Salvation that comes through Jesus Christ. The book of Psalms says in chapter 51 and verse 10, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Psalms 37 says in verse 23 that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to pray over your steps before you leave this week. Some of what you're walking through we're aware of. Much of what you walk through we're not. But I'm so glad for a Savior who from the cross saw my sin and from heaven today sees my difficulties. And even in the midst of walking through valleys, orders steps in the middle of that hard and difficult place. And those steps lead me with his hand and with his heart into a season of victory. I just felt like as a pastor, desired to speak over your upcoming days and your upcoming steps, that you would feel God's confidence with you, you would feel God's comfort, and that you would see God's strength bring you through. And on the other side of your valley, you would be able to say, "Indeed, I am an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror." And so would you this morning receive this time of prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we just use your word to speak over our lives today. And we declare that your steps are directed in our life. Your steps are ordered for our life. That we will be a people of strength. We will be a people of courage. That we will be conquerors and overcomers. This morning, Lord, as each of them go forward into their week, I pray your guidance. I pray your protection. And now, Lord, I pray your favor and your blessing. Let everything be according to your heart and your hand in their lives. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.